Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. McBride reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgins hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. York reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgson moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. York strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Appling steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Michaels trying to get to third. Lewis throws the ball into Pretty, who relays the ball to Yost, who tags Michaels for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-2 in the game. Papish bunts towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels juggles the ball. That's an error on Michaels. George Case pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Al Evans pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Tom Farrick now pitching. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodgson moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and has Hodgson trapped. There's the throw to Pretty, who throws over to Yost, who tags Hodgson for the out. York moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McBride hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Lewis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-2 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.